we were talking about the high price of electricity that Michigan has to pay, perhaps higher than many other states around the Midwest. Now, Patrick, you believe that sharing investment in regional transmission projects can be a good thing. Talk about that.
Well, not only do I believe it, but essentially all the states in the Midwest, the stakeholders there, which included the transmission companies, the utility companies, public service commissions, and others, banded together to agree to do that. Of course, with some quibbling about the details, but we essentially have an agreement to do that, and we have a list of projects and to do it. And fortunately, the first project is a very large project. It's a $500 million construction project in the Thumb to improve grid reliability and our access to power. And all that is, I think, very beneficial to Michigan if we allow it to go into effect.
According to the study, what are the expected benefits to Michigan from the proposed projects?
Among other things, we just have access to power that's cheaper. In the report, which is available on the AndersonEconomicGroup.com website, you see, you know, Michigan in February 2011, we were paying 10.18 cents per kilowatt hour throughout the state on average. In Iowa, they're paying 7.26. So you can see that in a lot of states, they have cheaper power. One of the best things you can do when someone else has something that's less expensive across the state border, you bring it over. When we can make things less expensive, we like to sell it. The nice thing about transmission facilities is you can buy and sell using that. It's like a pipeline, only it's for electrical power. That's greatly to our benefit, and the folks that have done the calculations on this expect to see benefits in terms of cost savings and reliability that are exceed twice the cost.
If the cost allocation plan is significantly modified, what are some of the consequences?
Well, the issue that's arisen is that even after we agreed, and again, we agreed, this isn't a plan that was foisted on us by the federal government. In the Midwest, we came up with this. We actually went to the federal government and said, could you approve this as consistent with the principle that beneficiary pays costs? They said, yep, we approve it. So we're all set to go. Then all of a sudden, we've got some effort within Michigan to ask the federal government to overrule our own agreement. And that's the issue that's come up recently here in Michigan with a particular House resolution, House Resolution 9, and a letter from the governor to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission saying, please overrule our own rules and order us to do something different. And that, according to our research, would have a great deal of danger for Michigan.
An agreement to share costs regionally for the electronic transmission project was adopted by regional stakeholders, including Michigan and 12 other states. You mentioned that there are opponents. Who are those?
There, among the opponents include some of the utility companies, the major generators of power, particularly in southeastern Michigan. When I say the opponents, these are folks that were part of the effort. They were stakeholders, so they actually are members of the organization that developed this. They are sit on committees where they approve projects. However, there's some view that we can get a better deal, that maybe if we go to the federal government, they'll order us to do something where Michigan will pay less and Iowa will pay more. Of course, if all these other states just want to pay more for projects that benefit us too, that would be fine with me. I find it hard to believe that the federal government is going to do a better job figuring out how we should pay for projects in our region than we've already done ourselves.
So as we speak, where do we stand?
Well, right now, the Senate and the House are debating this resolution, and we have an agreement among the other states, and we'd like to start building that $500 million project here in Michigan, but there's requests that are going to the federal government to overrule this. I think that's something that Michigan businesses, taxpayers, ratepayers ought to know. And they may want to, you know, weigh in with their representatives and say either I'd really like the federal government to tell us what to do here, or I think we're probably better off making decisions on our own.
All right. Before I let you go, how do you see Michigan's economy for the rest of this year and next?
I am optimistic, Tony. I have not been optimistic for a long time, probably 10 years I haven't been optimistic about Michigan. And if you look on the past reports on our company website, you'll see, unfortunately, a lot of documenting of how bad the last decade was. It was a lost decade for Michigan. It was a terrible decade. But I actually think Michigan is improving and improving a little faster. I do have my concerns about what we're doing now, but with this utility issue. But I think generally Michigan's on its way up.
Michigan Unplugged is a study from the Anderson Economic Group. And what's that website again where folks can find that, Patrick?
It's on AndersonEconomicGroup.com. So if you go to our particular website, you see lots of reports, and that one is available there. And you can read the entire thing, and you can figure out exactly how much we're paying in Michigan compared to other states.
All right, Patrick, as always, thanks so much. I appreciate you being with us for two segments this morning.
All right. Good morning.